This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports Pence made the announcement on Fox News, where he added that his decision should come as no surprise.
Pence told Fox News' Martha McCallum, Trump is not conservative enough on issues including the national debt, abortion, and being tough on China.
Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. And that's why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
Then Vice President Pence certified the 2020 election results for Joe Biden just hours after Trump supporters invaded the Capitol on January 6th. Trump criticized Pence that day, after which some of the rioters chanted, "Hang Mike Pence." As for how he will vote in November, Pence said he would not vote for Joe Biden, but that his vote will remain his private decision. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
A special prosecutor in the election interference case against former President Donald Trump in Georgia has resigned. The case came into question after it was revealed that Nathan Wade had a romantic relationship with Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Wade's resignation marks a significant turning point in the investigation into Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia.
This was a decision from Judge Scott McAfee. He said that lawyers for former President Trump did not meet the burden of proving an actual conflict of interest in this case. But the judge said there's a significant appearance problem that threatens confidence in the legal system. This is all, of course, about Willis's personal relationship with Wade, which they say ended a while ago.
That's NPR's Carrie Johnson. Voters in Russia are casting their ballots on the second day of an election that's been designed to ensure that President Vladimir Putin wins another term. Mikhail Baranowski of the pro-democracy organization, the German Marshall Fund, tells the BBC that it can't be considered a true election.
It's a sham election. We know who's going to win. All the opponents are either dead or in prison or in exile. The reason why Putin is still choosing to go through this theater is to gain legitimacy, to get an approval from the population with as high of voter turnout as he can get. But it's certainly not an election.
Putin has held office for nearly 25 years. The Biden administration is warning Iran not to supply close-range ballistic missiles to Russia. If the transfer happens, it would give Russia an advantage in its ongoing war against Ukraine. This is NPR News. A midnight curfew is now in effect in Miami Beach and will last through Monday morning. The order mostly applies to the city's South Beach neighborhood. Veronica Zaragovia of member station WLRN reports the curfew and other restrictions were implemented with the goal of keeping young people safe during spring break.
Ocean Drive is known for its Art Deco hotels, cafes, and during spring break for being packed with tourists. But so far, not this year. Invia Ennis flew in from Louisville, Kentucky. She says she'll still have a good time despite the curfew.
It's a good vibe. I like it. The weather's fire. I love the beach. We don't have a beach where we live, so we still gonna party. Party hardy.
Off-premise alcohol sales must end at 6 p.m. Other restrictions are also in effect, including limited parking, a DUI checkpoint, no scooter rentals, and a heavy police presence. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami Beach.
Tech company Apple says it's agreed to pay a nearly $500 million fine. A class action lawsuit accused the company of concealing falling demand for the iPhone in China. The settlement alleges that CEO Tim Cook misled investors when he signaled that the iPhone was off to a decent start during a conference call in November of 2018. Several months later, Cook penned an open letter to investors warning that Apple revenue wouldn't meet expectations because of declining phone sales in China. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.